Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric, 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Drivers and analysts are watching to see how the situation in the Middle East could have a direct impact on how much we pay for gas. Daniel Armbruster with AAA Texas says it's too early to tell just how much gas prices could be affected.
We saw petroleum futures go higher Sunday evening. Market have cooled since then, but certainly we did see that initial reaction.
When it comes to price gouging, Armbruster says he hasn't seen any immediate evidence of it. In Texas, unless the governor declares an emergency, retailers set the price. The average in DFW right now is $2.92. Crude oil futures are down 3%.
Meanwhile, Middle East specialists are observing Iran's lukewarm response to Israel's airstrikes and now to the weekend U.S. bombings and wondering how much longer that regime can even last.
British-Pakistani expert Dr. Qantas Ahmed tells KRLD's Will Kane the world should not be deceived by Iran's seemingly tepid response because the Ayatollah has not changed his tune.
This regime, we have to recognize what they have done. They've imperiled the existence of Israel, not only through a nuclear weapon that they were clearly moving towards and had essentially prepared or were on the threshold of preparing, but also its existential ballistic missile program.
Ahmed says the regime of the Ayatollahs has never been weaker, and this might be the moment for the Iranian people to rise up and take control. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
It's 7:07 at KRLD, and yesterday at this hour, we were telling you that Governor Abbott had vetoed the legislature's THC ban, and within hours of fired up Lieutenant Governor blasting Abbott's decision.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says he's puzzled why at the last minute Governor Abbott decided to veto Senate Bill 3.
The governor of the state of Texas wants to legalize recreational marijuana in Texas. That's the headline, folks, because that's what his proclamation does.
Abbott said the legal defects of the hemp ban bill were undeniable, and it left it exposed to litigation already filed. That lawsuit filed by Caprock Family Farms owner Ann Gauger.
Who would have ever thought in a million years that a farmer could accidentally be grouped as a felon just by growing something that's federally legal?
That's one of the arguments Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick doesn't agree with.
His argument is flawed. Other courts, circuit courts, have ruled we can ban the product.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The man accused of opening fire at the State Fair of Texas in 2023 pleads guilty.
23-year-old Cameron Turner made the plea ahead of the trial, which was scheduled to begin this week. The shooting took place inside the Tower Building, which serves as a food court during the fair. Turner told police he was defending himself at the time of the shooting, but video appeared to show him alone at the time of the shooting. He was sentenced to 12 years in prison on two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and 10 years for unlawfully carrying a weapon. Three people were wounded. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
U.S. Supreme Court allows the Trump administration to resume deporting certain migrants to other countries than their homelands. This case stems from an incident where eight migrants from countries like Myanmar, Vietnam, and Cuba were flown to South Sudan. An intense heat dome fueling extreme temps in the east is now moving west here to Texas, setting the stage for sweltering days ahead of midweek with temperatures pushing towards 100. A lot of moving pieces here in the Persian Gulf. President Trump says both Israel and Iran have violated the ceasefire. He's now publicly warning Israel to bring your pilots home and to stop bombing. Asked about the continued fighting, Trump bluntly says they don't know what the F they're doing, adding he's not happy with Israel, not happy with Iran.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This portion of the news brought to you by Trajan Wealth. It's 7:21. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
It is 21 minutes after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens.
You're listening to live team coverage of breaking news, the new conflict in the Middle East on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We've been following the ceasefire saga in the Middle East this morning. It really is a saga. Things have been going back and forth all morning. President Trump dropping an F-bomb earlier in regards to this whole situation. And yesterday, Iran launched a missile attack on U.S. military base in Qatar in retaliation for the American bombing of its nuclear sites.
18 of the 19 were shot down by the missile defense systems here in Qatar that are part of the Qatari government and also U.S. Defense system. About 20 miles behind me is that massive U.S. military base, the biggest in the Middle East, about 10,000 soldiers. So certainly this could have been much, much worse. Much of it certainly has felt very performative, felt like almost like a plan.
That's Brian Inton reporting in Doha.
Your news for Lon Smith Roofing. A major overhaul of food labeling with more warnings could be coming nationally. It's all thanks to a new law here in Texas. It's Senate Bill 25, requiring manufacturers selling in Texas to include warning labels if the foods contain certain ingredients. State Senator Lois Kolkhorst authored it.
You have to say this on your label. This product contains additives that are banned in these countries. And what that will do for the consumer is they'll pick it up and they'll go, huh, wonder what that is.
The countries are Australia, Canada, the European Union, or the United Kingdom. It's part of the Make Texans Healthy Again initiative.
We're having a heat wave, a nationwide heat wave, and it shows no signs of cooling down.
Like a desert. It's taking everything from you.
Feels crazy, man. Feels like I'm dying out here.
Yeah, it does feel like you're dying out there. And it's just the thing to help you cool off, right, on a hot day. A cold shower. Yeah. Well, it turns out that even if you feel you're getting some relief from the heat, jumping under an ice-cold stream of water might not be helping you cool off at all.
Cold shower!
Adam Taylor is a professor of anatomy at Lancaster University in England. Writing in The Conversation, he says when you're hot, the brain sends signals to blood vessels near the skin, telling them to activate their cooling mechanisms. But when they're exposed to cold, blood vessels near the skin constrict, which reduces the blood flowing to the surface of your skin.
Second thought, you ought to take a cold shower.
That's the opposite of what you want to happen.
I'm a human heat pump.
Well, you ought to take cold showers.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
So we went hiking one time in another country, and the tour guide suggested that we drink something hot before going on the
really?
Hike. He claimed that it kind of regulated your body temperature and kind of got it prepared.
Well, tour guides would know, right?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe if you're a scientist or a doctor, you could weigh in on that. I don't know. But I kept that in mind, and I've tried it out, and I don't know. I don't know if it works or not. It's just hot, and I like to complain about it.
Your mileage may vary.
Yes.
7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD. We are the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
I think walking slowly around the mall during the months of July and August in Dallas is probably the most effective thing. So Wall Street's like everybody else. We're keeping an eye on the Middle East and the world situation. This isn't a war. This is whack-a-mole. Just when you think you've got it settled, it pops up over there and back and forth, and bombs are coming. Then their bombs are not coming. Then they drop a bomb on the White House lawn this morning. For right now, Wall Street's assuming this thing is under control, but I say that because crude prices have dropped again. Crude was down, I think, 8% yesterday, 8.6% yesterday, down another 4% this morning to $65.53. And it's not just West Texas Intermediate, it's world crude. Brent is also down over 4%, so that's controlling. Also, money flowing back out of the safe havens. Gold is down $66.60, 2% drop this morning. They are putting and taking money back out of treasuries. Interest rates, the 10-year rate, back up to 4.35%. Stocks have been pointing higher, really, ever since they closed yesterday afternoon and the news came out about the ceasefire. Right now, the Dow looks up 293. It's been better, but still, it's pretty good. The NASDAQ looks up 215. The S&P average up 47 points. So now, if we can keep that under control, we can go back and worry about all the mundane stuff like Jay Powell, the chairman of the Fed, testifying this morning at 9 a.m. before the House Financial Services Committee. This comes as we've seen at least four Fed speakers, FOMC members, call for it, at least looking at cutting interest rates as early as next month. Right now, stocks look higher across the board. We'll try to hang on to that. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're following breaking news out of Lubbock this morning as two Texas Tech police officers have been shot and a suspect killed during an officer-involved shooting on a campus parking lot. It happened overnight, last night into early this morning. Details are still coming out about that.
Well, the Cotton Bowl's multi-million dollar upgrade is now picking up speed. Dallas Parks Director John Jenkins says more suites and air-conditioned spaces will help attract events beyond sports and concerts, and it comes just in time. The city approved an incentive deal for Atletico Dallas, a USL soccer team based in Garland, to play its home games at the Cotton Bowl.
And this team will have a fancy new home. Included in the Cotton Bowl upgrades, we're talking 14 new escalators to make it easier to get in and out, more bathrooms, more concession space. And while the upgrades will take a few years, you could see more room to move around as early as this coming fall. Voters approved the project 3 years ago, ensuring that the Texas OU game will stay in the city of Dallas through 2036.
That's NBC5's Larry Collins reporting.
And in other news right now here at KRLD, the Trump administration will end protections for 58 million acres of national forests.
The 2001 roadless rule prevents road building, logging, mining, and drilling in the nation's undeveloped forest lands. The Trump administration wants to increase logging. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins.
After the repeal of this rule, we are going to go back to common sense forest management to ensure our forests are here for generations to come.
Environmentalists say eliminating the protections will lead to more wildfires, put drinking water at risk, harm wildlife, and contribute to global warming, since there will be fewer trees to store carbon. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.